USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is releasing his budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year. The president explaining what the priorities of his budget are.
The budget I'm releasing today sends a clear message to the American people to what we value. First, fiscal responsibility. Second, safety and security. And thirdly, the investments needed to build a better America.
This comes as the nation deals with inflation, which the Biden administration is blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republicans blame President Biden's and Democrats' spending packages passed last year. Airlines are calling for the Biden administration to end the mask mandate for air travel. The heads of American and Southwest have sent a letter saying the science clearly supports lifting the requirement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack in Israel.
Israeli officials are reporting ISIS terrorists killed two people and injured six in a shooting attack Sunday in the Israeli city of Hadera, about 31 miles north of Tel Aviv. The attack coincided with a regional summit in Israel's Negev Desert, where top diplomatic officials from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Israel, and the United States are meeting to discuss security issues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors are pressing on with their case in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Another undercover FBI informant who posed as an explosives expert was on the stand in federal court in Grand Rapids on Monday. Two witnesses who were part of the alleged conspiracy group turned state's witness and testified about the plot last week. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, some Republicans in Congress are questioning why the Biden administration has not done more after Ukrainian President Zelensky's pleas for more assistance. Speaking on Fox's Faulkner Focus, Texas Congressman Mike McCall says President Biden cannot waste any more time. The congressman referring to Poland's offer to transfer old Soviet-era jets to Ukraine. Drug overdoses continue to rise across the country, especially from synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox Business says it's Democratic border policies harming Americans.
We know that the price of drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamine are dramatically declining because Joe Biden has let the cartel seize control of our border.
The Biden administration called for $41 billion for drug policy efforts in 2022. A majority of the funding will go towards harm reduction, addiction treatment, and recovery support services. Almost $6 billion is set aside for efforts to seize illegal drugs and stop trafficking. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The bill prohibits teachers from leading classroom discussions on gender identity or sexual orientation for kids in kindergarten through third grade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.